And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Koreatown, and we are joined by a very special guest, Erica Rose of Erica Rose and the dot, dot, dots. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for dropping in. You and Angela and several other talented female musicians in the L.A. independent music scene are working on a project called I Heart, and we have you here today to talk about that a little bit. Tell me what it is.
I Heart is a nonprofit foundation that I started with Laura Martin, Abby Kincaid, two other ladies that are in the dot, dot, dots and also have very cool projects of their own. And we're on the road together, and we're actually in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and stumbled across this calendar up on the wall of a bar. And we're like, wow, that's a really good idea, you know? And it looked like it had all musicians, female musicians, and so we thought, you know, we should do that in L.A. and we could do a compilation. And sure enough, the girl that did the calendar was at our show that night, and we met her. And wow, they did pretty much about the same thing. And we talked to her, and she was so excited about the idea of us doing it as well and expanding efforts. She did it for Hurricane Katrina victims. And so we came back and we said, you know what? It's August, but screw it, we're going to get it done. Uh-huh. And we rallied the troops and decided that we're going to do local Los Angeles charities. And this time around, the calendar, which I guess I should say it's a 1940s style pinup girl calendar, with a compilation CD, and all the proceeds are going to go to Sojourn Services for Battered Women and Their Children, as well as we're doing like a scholarship for a young girl to go to Silver Lake Music Conservatory.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, this whole idea of helping people, I've heard of it, but it doesn't come up a lot, especially in the sort of dog-eat-dog independent scene where everyone's struggling to make it themselves.
Very
to
true.
Kind of join forces with other people in that same boat and apply it towards helping someone.
Yeah, we thought it'd be nice, too, to, you know, to be able to do something with whatever leverage we have as artists, because, you know, we all talk about, well, when I reach this level of success, I'll do X, Y, and Z to give back, but why not do it now? You know, do mm-hmm. what you can with what you have now. And so that's what we thought iHeart would be about. And this is our first project, but we're hoping to do all kinds of different artistic endeavors and just create product that people would want to buy anyway.
Was it an easy process to find the, you know, the musicians to set up this project? Like, could you just give Angela a call? And
yeah, honestly, it was really easy because we, you know, we picked the people that we knew from around town that we were like, these are amazing artists and we want them to be a part of it. Cause you know, ideally we wanted, you know, people that really just had a cool vibe about them, were great musicians and would just be fun to work with. And literally like the people we asked, we figured, you know, some would be into it, some wouldn't be. It was like first choices, you know, it was,
nice.
It went really smoothly. And yeah, so Angela was definitely, yeah, one of those first choices. Cause Angela and I have known each other through Highland Grounds, you know, mm-hmm. for a while now. And I've always loved her music. You know, you get people's CDs, like, you know, that you've met, like friends and stuff like that. And sometimes, like, you know, it's like you don't listen to those as much, but her CD made it into my rotation.
Nice.
Like, I bought it at the store, so.
Yeah. I have the same sort of experience with the show. It's like that, you know, I love all the musicians that I've had on the show. I've invited them on there for that reason. But of those 100 or whatever musicians, there's a handful of them that I actually, you know, carry around with me in the car.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's interesting. Where can people get more information on iHeart? And is there a way for people to get involved?
Yeah, well, you could go to our MySpace, which is MySpace/iHeartIndieRock. And it's just spelled out, heart spelled out, and no hyphen in Indie Rock. it's important information. And yeah, all the info is on the MySpace page. And also, really quick, have to mention that we're having our launch party for the calendar.
Yeah,
November 15th. And pretty much most of the ladies are going to be playing. There's 10 of us playing that night. And iHeart's going to have the whole evening, doors open at 7 at the Hotel Cafe.
Nice.
And there's going to be a DJ later that evening. So it'll go till bar closes. So come buy a calendar. They're relatively inexpensive, $20. You get a CD, a calendar, and it all goes to the charities. So,
and you're going to sort of see how this calendar thing works out and then decide from then on if you're going to do more projects with iHeart?
We're
or you're already certain
it.
That it's...
We're already talking. A friend of mine wanted to do a compilation of, you know, 60s, 70s, you know, torch ballads, and do, you know, a Songs for Change compilation. Mm-hmm. Everyone's brainstorming iHeart projects at
a
this
Hanukkah
point.
Album, maybe?
A Hanukkah, definitely, yes.
Well, the possibilities are endless. It
Feel
sounds
free
like...
to write us at myspace.com/iHeartIndieRock and suggest
awesome.
A new project.
What aside from the November 15th Hotel Cafe launch, are there any shows that you want to announce? People who are participating in iHeart, yourself, that are performing soon?
Yeah, are you playing soon?
Yes, I'm playing on November 28th at Crane's, doing that. So please come to that. And Abby Kincaid, who plays lead guitar in my band, has a project called Penny Relentless, and she is actually playing that night as well at Crane's. And I wish I could remember some of the other girls' shows off the top of my head, but the cool thing is we've listed
them
all
on that MySpace.
On MySpace,
yeah.
On the MySpace, yeah. So you can go check out what everybody's doing. And yeah, definitely go see every single show listed, please.
Cool. Erica, thanks for dropping in, letting us know about this awesome
no problem.
Project.
Thank you for having us. And thank you, Angela, for being a part of it all.
Oh, my gosh. I was just so flattered when you even asked me. And then freaked out. What? A pinup calendar?
And then did that work out okay for you, though? Like sort of the experience of
I'll
doing
say,
that?
I'll jump in and say she looks hot.
It was a wonderful experience, and everybody was so fantastic. The hair and makeup girls were so nice, and the photographer.
Yeah, Larissa Underwood, amazing. She's in our top friends.
Incredible
you should
photography.
Check out her photography if you get a chance, because it's really very cool. She's great, and such a nice girl, too.
So nice, yeah. But you girls really deserve a hand. It's a great thing. It's actually sort of inspired me in terms of I'm going to have the EP release at Pear Space on the 25th of January, mm-hmm. and I think... I'm going to donate all the proceeds from like my EP sales, and I'm trying
awesome.
To figure out where I'm going to donate them. But
that's
it's
great.
Definitely like that's what you would hope for, that, you know, that you inspire people to do things, and you already have.
It does seem like it's one of those. I've heard it's pretty rare, but I've heard of some other similar ideas where independent musicians get together and they raise funds for a project they believe in. And the cool thing about it is not only do they end up helping the project, you know, and the charity that they're supporting, but they end up in one way or another helping each other, either just by inspiring them to write music together or doing shows together. Like it's a selfless act, but there are benefits from it, which is great.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that everyone coming together has been, it's been good for everyone involved. I mean, it's a way in which everyone gets a chance to, you know, do what they do best, you know, and create, and be it, you know, the makeup hair girls, the photographer, the musicians, and at the same time, yeah, they get to give back. So I think it's kind of like a win-win situation, which is great.
Cool. So it's myspace.com/iHeartIndieRock.
Exactly.
All right. So everybody check it out. Erica, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.